Well, I'm going to begin with a show of hands. And hopefully, if I see enough hands up, I can give my homily. Otherwise, it's not going to do too well. How many of you here have been to Greenfield Village? Oh, good. This homily's going to fly then. All right. Aha. Greenfield Village. Do you know Greenfield Village is the number one tourist attraction in the Detroit metropolitan area? That people actually coming on foreign trips will make a point to visit Greenfield Village. It really is that famous. When Henry Ford designed it, though, he had a particular purpose in mind that was quite radical for its time period. You know, when Henry Ford was growing up, and if you ever found a history book, and you can find some old ones, and what you'll find is an awful lot of stories about kings and emperors and battles and presidents and things and wars and things like that, but you'll find almost nothing about how the common person lived, the life of the common folk. And Henry Ford wanted to reinvent history. He wanted people to learn the history of all the things that changed the ordinary person's life. So when you go to the museum, you see all these inventions that changed the average person's life. And if you go to the village, it honors the people who invented the homes or the factories or the labs of the people who invented all these things. You got Edison and the light bulb. You know, you have the Wright brothers, you know, who gave us the plane. And not just those inventions, but education. You have Webster's House, the person who wrote the first American English dictionary, and on and so on. In fact, my grandfather, Joseph Bishop, as a young man, put together the Cotswold Cottage. So that's one of the houses there. So my grandpa helped put that together. And if you've been there, you know that there's a big, beautiful grass square in the middle of town, almost like a New England town, where the houses are all built around this big, beautiful, all grassy area. The closest thing I can think about in the metropolitan area is Plymouth. And I know most of you are East Siders, but it's a distant land to the west. But if you go to downtown Plymouth, you'll see a square. It's all built. Well, this is what Greenfield Village is like that. And on that grassy square, to keep the lawn mowed and to keep it within its historical context, because they bend over backwards to make it very much of the period of the place, they don't use a lawnmower. They use a flock of sheep. Yes, a flock of sheep. If you walked around, you will notice a flock of sheep out there eating the grass. Now, of course, it has an additional benefit that keeps people from lying on the grass. But the sheep are there, and they've been there for, and at night they take them to that barn. Well, they have an 1880s functioning farm on the ground, so they take it to that barn and they bring it out during the day to eat the grass. Well, this past week, if you caught it in the papers or the local news, a coyote came out from the Rouge, which borders the north end of Greenfield Village, came out and killed and ate one of the sheep. That's true. This has happened this past week. And I got to thinking, well, the sheep are generally left on their own. You know, they put the sheep out there and the sheep usually stay on the grass and they eat and they herd them up at the end. There is no shepherd protecting the sheep. The sheep were on their own. And the coyote got it. And I thought, wow, there it is. Because all of the analogies of today's readings are all about Christ is the good shepherd and we are the sheep. Christ is our shepherd. And without our shepherd, we are truly lost. Without our shepherd, we're not going to make it. Just like those poor sheep had no chance against that coyote, because a coyote will kill a sheep any day. It needs a shepherd. It needs someone to guide it and protect it. And how does a shepherd protect the sheep? With his voice. Because the shepherd and the sheep know the voice of the shepherd and will follow the shepherd and not stray from the shepherd. So the shepherd can scare off whatever comes to it, comes to try to cause it harm. And so it is with our Lord. When we listen to the voice of God, our good shepherd, he will keep us from harm. He'll keep us from eternal spiritual harm. And that's why we have to listen to the good shepherd's voice and follow that voice through our lives, because that's what keeps us spiritually safe. And how do we listen to that voice? We hear that voice every time we hear the gospel proclaimed. That is the living voice of God. And in our prayer times, we take a little bit of time every day to read some scripture or pray to God or just quietly meditate on God's presence in our lives. These are the ways we are in tune with the voice of God, our good shepherd. And only by following his voice can we keep ourselves from the harm of the devil and be led to the eternal green pastures of the heavenly kingdom.